I'm down here in Golden Years in Darndale, and I'm talking to the manager, Catherine. Good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning. How are you? You're very welcome.
Oh, thank you. We decided to come down because we've heard a lot about this organisation and a lot of the work you do. So we said we'd come down, have a look, and you can tell us exactly what goes on.
Okay. Well, we're primarily made up of a couple of services, and we try and reach our elder population, whether it be in their home or whether they'd like to come in here. So we have a daycare centre, and it's a social daycare centre where people can come in for the day, join in the activity that's going on, have their lunch, meet other like-minded people, and it just gives them a variety for life. While they're here, we do a PALS exercise programme for their mobility and flexibility, and then we do two activities, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and they can be from light physical to mental, but they're all about keeping the bits that you have working well. We cook then on site for them, so we provide them with a three-course lunch and then afternoon tea, and we do a light breakfast on arrival. We have the capacity for 40 people on a day, but we only have transport for 20. So it can be a little bit trying to, but a lot of families are very good and we'll bring them and collect them. It's like role reversal.
Yeah.
It's a different school gate.
It is. And, you know, you see a lot of, well, we're living longer now into old age, and there's a lot of people left alone, and the day can be very long when you're sitting in a house.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's so important to have something like this for people to come, to just have a bit of company.
Absolutely. Talking is everything. Mm. They always say the key to a good life is communication. Being able to talk with people who understand what you're talking about, whether it be school days or whether it's the youth of today or the music of the 60s. You know, as you're getting older, you become a little bit more forgetful. But the things that meant most to you are always there in your memory. So they have a great laugh talking about their childhood games, what teachers did and didn't do to them, people who influenced their life, how they met their husbands or wives. You get the whole story of the person, and they're always dying to tell their story.
And us being an Irish nation, we love to tell a story. And, you know, sometimes you get the most interesting stories from older people because, you said, they have life skills and what they've gone through and comparing their day to today and how it's changed so much. So we're here in Darndale. So is it just the catchment area of Darndale?
The catchment area is for daycare is Dublin 17, 5 and 13, so it's quite a large area. Then we have a home visiting team who will go out and visit the people who can't get out of their homes or wouldn't like to participate in daycare, and that's their choice. So we have a daycare team leader who looks after the home care visiting, and we also would be a contact point for the social alarm that they can wear, that panic button that they can press. So we can meet an awful lot of people in all areas through our working day, and we try and link in with all the services that are there and try and keep our staff as knowledgeable as they possibly can be so that we can give the right information to people. It's not just elderly, but it's their families as well.
And what about wheelchair accessible?
We're wheelchair accessible into day services, and then we would have clubs that happen. So we have an art club and a choir, a ladies club, a men's club, a men's bowls club, and we have a fun activity on a group on a Tuesday afternoon. So it's accessible to everybody and it's open to everybody.
Great.
And anybody's welcome to come and join.
Great. So there's something going on every day. It's not a long day where they're just sitting there kind of not doing much. I mean, they're getting fed, I know that, and that's great, but there's something going on all the time.
There's a programme of activities for day services every single day, and it changes every day, and it's seasonal, so people have to look forward to coming in here, and they have to enjoy what they're doing.
Okay. So if there's anyone listening around, as you said, the areas, and they have transport, I know you're quite full for transport, can they just come along?
To sponsor a bus.
Oh, this is very good, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, if we had another bus, we'd be able to transport more people.
Okay.
I should say that we're not a HSE funded service. Like, we are run by the Board of Management from the Village Centre, so it's a charity. It was a gap that they saw there that wasn't being filled, and they decided they'd do their best, and we ended up with this lovely centre. We get small little grants, but primarily we have to fund ourselves, so we're always looking for anybody who's interested in looking after the older people.
Come along. Hello. Yeah. And what about, like, if you were looking for someone, as we know, we're from... Yeah. Near FM, and we have a lot of talented people who can sing and play guitar.
Absolutely. Anybody who, we have a piano, anybody here, anybody who would like to come along for an hour and entertain, absolutely get in touch with us. They're more than welcome.
Okay, I'll get it out there. Yeah. Thanks a million, Catherine. Now I'm going to talk to Audrey. Audrey, tell us a little bit about your role, what you do here on a daily basis.
Well, my role, I'm over a team that goes out to do home visits to older people in their homes. A lot of people are isolated after their husband's passed away, so they're lonely at home. So I kind of work to go in, visit them, make them a cup of tea, see if they're okay, just to have the chat. But I kind of aim to try and get them out of the house and come up to Golden Years to have a look or come into the clubs, just to get them out of the isolation that they're in. They love to see somebody come, and they mightn't see someone from one end of the week to the other. So for the outreach to go out and visit them, it's brilliant, you know. It makes a big difference in people's lives, you know.
Because loneliness can be a really, really, I say it can be a killer, really, because so, as I said, the day is so long. Yeah. And when a person's, I suppose, been used to being with their husband or wife all them years and they suddenly pass, they're probably alone, probably they might not have family or family are living away and they might not see them. So it's a long old day. So to try and get them up, and as to talking to Mary, the atmosphere just seems lovely up here. And I know it's probably a bit daunting for someone probably to come in first.
It is for the first time, like, to come in. After the second or third time, like, they've made some friends and they look forward to it every week, you know. Like, I run the clubs here for the active age, people that aren't in the daycare, but they come up for an hour or two. Like, I have the choir and the art and the men and women's club, and it runs brilliant. Like, they just make great friends, and there's no, you know, they just get on so well together, and they're from different areas, but they all work together and go away on weekends, and, you know.
So there's no reason why someone should be feeling lonely in their house and afraid to take that step.
Well,
that's the biggest thing, isn't it? Taking the first step. But if anyone's listening today and they think, yeah, I might give it a go, how do they get in touch? Or is there a waiting list, or can they just arrive up?
No, they can just arrive up. They're more than welcome to come in and have a look around. They can come up and see what day is different stuff is on, the choir and the arts, the men's club, the women's club. They're more than welcome to come in and have a look around. Don't feel shy, because everybody was on their own coming in at one stage, so they make you feel very welcome.
And do you have more men than women? I know sometimes it's hard to get men involved in stuff like this, but we see a lot of the men sheds now starting up. So would you have a lot of men?
I have a good few men now. I've about 15, 16 men that comes regularly. Like, they go off and play the bowling now on a Monday as well down in Clontarf. They're just a great team together, like, and they are looking for more men to join with the bowls, the art and the men's club, and, like, to be more than welcome to come up.
Right. Just hearing in the other room, what's going on there at the moment now?
In the daycare they're playing bingo. Yeah, they love their bingo in the afternoon, and they have little prizes there to win, you know, so they love it, they do.
And what time? It's 2:55 now. What time does that finish at?
Half three will finish at, the buses will come for them, and,
So it's a good day out, full day out, and it'll occupy
your
mind.
All you hear is laughter for the whole time to come in, really, like, it's somewhere for them, and, you know.
How long are you going?
For the outreach and all that, since 2008, here is 4 years, going on to 5 years now in March,
And as Catherine said, you're not government funded or anything, so you have to kind of keep
up. We go out and we do backpacking, or we do a cake sale, or do raffles, you know, to try and raise money up, you know, to get stuff. So
Yeah, so if there's anyone listening and they want to put a bus on, any volunteers even to help, I suppose, drive, or if you can get the money up to get another bus, be great.
No, definitely, most definitely. We'd be really appreciate now getting another bus.
Listen, thanks a million, Audrey, for talking to us, and keep up the good work.
You're welcome, thanks.
So we're here at the Golden Years Daycare Centre, and I'm lucky enough to be talking to Murray today. So hi, Murray, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Perfect. So how long have you been coming to the day centre yourself?
I'm only coming since September, but my husband was here for about 2 years before he passed away, and he loved it, absolutely loved it. He came twice a week. I only come once a week, but it's great for the elderly, and getting to know people, and everybody tells their little stories, and we have a sing song, and we have lovely food, and it's just a great atmosphere. There's a great atmosphere in the place, you know, and nothing is too heavy for the staff. They're excellent, I have to say, they're excellent. Overall, it's perfect.
Yeah. So you'd obviously recommend it to other people that are maybe living alone?
Definitely. Because it was after my husband died, I was just talking to the four walls. No interest in anything. No interest in going there. Wouldn't even go to the shops. Wouldn't eat. Wouldn't do nothing. Just sat smoking all day. And it was my daughter who said to me, "Look, Mother, you need to get out of the house," she said. So Karen came up to me. And my daughter got in touch with Karen, and Karen came up to the house to me and asked me, would I like to go? And I said, yes, I would. So she said, come down, have a look around and see whether you like it or not. And, you know, and from the minute I walked in the door, you feel like it's welcoming, very welcoming. And people, everyone, you couldn't fault nobody. They're all very, very good and very sociable, you know. And we have a good sing-song, and we have play bingo, and it's just a sitting nattering, you know, all day.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, I suppose, it's missing from a lot of, you know, older people's lives, you know.
It's just, and everybody has
other
something
people
different to say. You know, everybody has a little story. And then you can communicate with people, because the same thing happened to you when you were young. You talk about your childhood and your mother and father and the things they used to do and your school days, how hard they were, like, compared to today. So, like, there's something going on all the time.
I mean, and I suppose it's a lot of people of a similar age to yourself, so you'd have lots of, like, interests in common.
All the same, round about the same age, you know, and very witty. You know, some of them can be very witty, and we have a great laugh now. Yeah. We really do.
Yeah. So what kind of songs? I hear you're full of songs here. So what kind of songs do you sing?
Well, we can sing songs from the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, and even a few up to today. Well, just listening to your grandchildren singing, you kind of hum along with them, you know, that kind of way. But mostly the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah.
Songs.
Yeah. So, I mean, it definitely seems like you absolutely love it here.
I do. You
can just feel the atmosphere while you're sitting in the room.
The minute you walk in the door, you can feel it. At the very first time I came down to suss it out as such, I got a good feeling when I walked in the door, and I said to my daughter, yes, I'm going to come here. I said, I know the feeling is good, and everybody makes you very welcome. No, they really do. They make you very welcome. Even the ambulance staff that come to collect you, and, you know, they're really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's what we need, really, isn't it, as a country, to be looking after our older people.
Exactly. And, like, some people now might be in the mood of talking when they come, and maybe a half an hour after they're laughing. You know, that kind of way. You might say something silly, and they start to laugh, and then they get into good form.
Yeah.
But they have their little problems as well, like everyone else. I mean, I can come in and say to the one of them, Jesus, I had a horrible night last night, I couldn't sleep. And then somebody else will say, God, I didn't sleep either. So that kind of gets the conversation going,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's great, honestly. Now, I would definitely highly recommend it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to me, Mara. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And you know what? I know your voice on the radio. I do know your voice.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, I do. I know your voice. Now, because I tell you what I do. I listen to country and western on a Sunday.
On a Sunday, yeah.
You know, from 2 to 4:30. I listen to the radio. Now, I like the telly, but I love Near FM now. I really do. Because I like the interviews. Because they're very special. And they're always about something that's happening. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, it's not something stupid. It's something that would be knowledgeable to you. And you say to yourself, God, I know the house now. Or I know that area. You know, so it's kind of, because it's community, it feels community, and it is community.
Yeah.
You know, but I do, I love Near FM. No, I'm not just saying that because I'm on the air, but I do, I listen to it all.
Maybe we should make that into a jingle or something, or something on from the station. I love Near FM. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute privilege talking to you.
I know your voice very well. Yeah. I do. I know your voice very well. But anyway, thank you.
Cheers, Maury. Thank you.